Imagine for a moment that time is like a flowing current, and you, like every being in this world, navigate within it. Each second that passes is a resource that cannot be recovered, a unique opportunity that, once lost, cannot be repeated. How many times do we reach the end of the day feeling that we haven't accomplished anything meaningful? That time slipped through our fingers. That feeling of frustration, of thinking that we could have done more, is something we have all experienced at some point. But what if I told you there's a way to regain control of your life and focus on what truly matters? Often we let ourselves get distracted by trivial things, by the constant noise of the modern world. Between social media, news, superficial entertainments, and the search for external validation, it's easy to lose focus on what truly matters. But the Stoics understood that the key to greatness lies in focusing on what is genuinely relevant, directing all our energy toward what's essential, and not letting ourselves be carried away by what is beyond our control. In this episode, I want to show you 8 Stoic rules that will help you focus on your goals and stop wasting time. I invite you to stay until the end, because what comes in the last rule will be that definitive boost so that you'll never feel like you're wasting time again. Trust me, you won't want to miss it. Rule 1. Eliminate the superfluous. Simplicity is key. The Stoics were not only philosophers in words, but also in action. They knew that life can quickly become complicated with distractions, unnecessary things, and superficial desires. Today, it seems that we are continually bombarded with information, commitments, and objects we don't truly need. Without realizing it, all this diverts us from what's truly important. Marcus Aurelius, one of the wisest emperors in history, wrote, "Few things are needed for a happy life. It is all within you, in your way of thinking." This reminder is powerful because it shows us that we don't need much to be happy or to achieve our goals. In fact, it's usually the opposite. The less you have to manage, the more you can focus on what's essential. When we talk about eliminating the superfluous, we're referring not only to physical objects, but also to unnecessary thoughts and activities. Think about how many times you felt overwhelmed, not by what you need to do, but by what surrounds you. A cluttered desk, an endless to-do list that isn't truly a priority, or worries that don't add value to your life. It's like trying to run a marathon while carrying a backpack full of rocks. How could you possibly move forward that way? The Stoics understood that simplicity isn't just an aesthetic choice. It's a strategy for living better. When you eliminate what's unnecessary, you free up space, mental, emotional, and physical space, to focus on what truly matters. This gives you clarity to make faster, more effective decisions and prevents you from getting distracted by insignificant details. Imagine your mind as a garden. If you fill it with plants, flowers, and decorations without order, it soon becomes chaotic. But if you remove what's unnecessary and keep only what's important and beautiful, it becomes a place where you can breathe, think, and grow. The same goes for your life. The simpler you make it, the more you can focus on your goals and move forward without distractions. To apply this rule in your life, start by observing what things are taking up space without reason. They might be physical objects that are there out of habit, activities you do out of social obligation, or negative thoughts that simply don't serve you. Ask yourself, does this bring me closer to my goals, or does it take me further away from them? If the answer is that it takes you away, then it's time to let it go. Another great Stoic, Seneca, reminded us, "It is better to have fewer things under your control than many things that control you." It's not about accumulating more, but about having only what is appropriate. By simplifying your life and removing what doesn't contribute, you'll find yourself with more time, more energy, and more focus on what really matters. This focus on eliminating the superfluous also extends to our relationships, habits, and routines. Sometimes we maintain friendships or connections that don't really benefit us or hold on to habits that aren't aligned with our goals. The Stoic key is to learn to identify what truly has value and let go of the rest without guilt or regret. In the end, simplicity isn't just about reducing, but prioritizing. When you know what truly matters, it's much easier to eliminate what's unnecessary and concentrate on the essential. and in doing so, you gain clarity, focus, and energy to move forward with your goals. Rule 2. Be disciplined, but flexible. Discipline is one of the fundamental pillars when it comes to pursuing our goals. Without discipline, dreams don't become realities. It's that force that drives you to get up early, fulfill your responsibilities, and continue working on your goals, even when you lack motivation. However, there's a trap many fall into: excessive rigidity. The Stoics knew that discipline must be accompanied by flexibility because life is unpredictable. You can plan your day in detail, but there will be moments when things don't go as expected. Interruptions, unforeseen events, and sudden changes are part of life. If you are inflexible in your approach, these changes can bring you down. But if you're adaptable and maintain your goals, nothing can stop you. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "We must be like the river that, when encountering obstacles in its path, does not stop but adapts, finds another route, and continues flowing." This metaphor of the river is perfect for understanding how we should apply discipline in a Stoic way. The river has a clear direction. It flows towards the sea, but it doesn't cling to a single path. If it encounters a rock, it goes around it. If a tree falls in its path, it pushes or diverts. So, with discipline, you must continue advancing in your life. Discipline should be like that river. Having a plan, working hard, and maintaining a routine are essential aspects, but you also need the ability to adjust when circumstances require it. Perhaps you can't follow your daily routine exactly as planned, but instead of abandoning everything, find a way to do what you can with the resources available. Flexibility is not weakness, it's intelligence. Being flexible also means being kind to yourself. Sometimes, we are our harshest critics, punishing ourselves when we don't reach a goal or fail to maintain our routine. But the Stoics teach us that the objective is not perfection, but progress. Epictetus said, "It is not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." The key lies in how you react when things don't go as planned. Do you get frustrated and give up? Or do you adjust and keep going, learning from the experience? To stay focused on your goals and avoid wasting time, you need to find a balance between discipline and flexibility. Discipline pushes you forward, providing the structure you need to advance, but flexibility allows you to adapt when life presents obstacles without losing your direction. For example, if you have a big project to complete and an unexpected interruption arises, instead of abandoning the day because you can't meet your initial plan, adjust your approach. Maybe you can't do everything you planned, but you can make some progress. Perhaps you can't exercise for an hour, but you can do 20 minutes. Maybe you can't read a whole chapter, but you can read a few pages. This ability to adjust, this flexibility, is what keeps your discipline alive and strong. When you're rigid, any small change or setback can cause everything to fall apart. But when you're flexible, you adapt and continue. Flexibility is the ability to stay on course without breaking under the obstacles along the way. Rule 3. Accept failure as part of the process. Failure, such a word we've heard countless times, often preferring to avoid it. But here's the truth that the Stoics understood centuries ago. Failure is not the end. It's an essential part of the path to success. Life is full of tests, and not all will go as you expect. But the key lies in what you do when you fail. Seneca, one of the great Stoic thinkers, told us, "Sometimes even to live is an act of courage." This phrase resonates deeply because it reminds us that simply being here, moving forward, even when things aren't going well, is an act of bravery. Failing is part of living, but failure only has the power that you choose to give it. Modern society tends to glorify instant success. Social media is filled with stories of people who seem to achieve everything effortlessly. But what you don't see in those posts is the number of failed attempts, setbacks, and moments of doubt that these same people had to face to get where they are. The Stoics teach us to view failure not as an enemy, but as a teacher. When you fail, it's not a time to give up. On the contrary, it's a time to learn, to adjust your focus, and to keep moving forward. The real difference between those who reach their goals and those who don't isn't the absence of failures, but how they respond to them. Those who succeed understand that every fall is an opportunity to improve, to reflect on what went wrong, and to determine how they can do better next time. Instead of feeling defeated by mistakes, embrace failure as a natural part of the process. Life is a constant cycle of trial and error, and the sooner you accept it, the easier it will be to keep moving forward. Epictetus said, "There is nothing wrong in making mistakes, but failing to learn from them is. The real error is not in failing, but in not taking advantage of that experience to grow." Imagine you're climbing a mountain. Sometimes, no matter how hard you try, you might slip or stumble. The journey can be challenging, and occasionally, you might even lose the path for a moment. But each time you get up after a fall, you grow stronger. You learn to avoid the stones on the path, to choose your steps more carefully. That's what failure does. It prepares you for the next stage, teaching you to be more resilient. This rule can help you stay focused on your goals without wasting time, because when you accept that failure is part of the process, you stop fearing it. Instead of being paralyzed by the idea of making mistakes, you allow yourself to try again and again. You don't remain stuck in doubt or fear of error because you understand that every failed attempt brings you one step closer to your objective. Additionally, accepting failure helps you be more patient with yourself. It's not about achieving perfection on the first try, but about continually improving. Mistakes are simply part of that growth process. Each time you fail, you have an opportunity to adjust your strategy, to rethink how you can do things better. With each small adjustment, you get closer to your goal. Stoicism teaches us not to worry about immediate results, but to focus on consistent effort. Marcus Aurelius expressed it clearly. "The perfection of character is to live each day as if it were your last, without hurry, without urgency, and without depending on anything external." And part of that character perfection is understanding that failure doesn't define you. What defines you is how you rise after each fall. Rule 4. Define your priorities clearly. One of the main reasons people lose time is a lack of clarity in their priorities. It's very easy to fall into the trap of being busy all the time, but being busy doesn't necessarily mean you're advancing toward your goals. This is where the Stoics offer us a fundamental lesson. You can't afford to be a slave to constant activity. You must be the master of your focus. Epictetus, in his wisdom, said, "Choose not to be harmed and you won't feel harmed. Don't feel you've been wronged and you haven't been." This can also be applied to our priorities. When you have clarity about what truly matters to you, about which are your essential goals, you don't let distractions harm or divert you. Only what you decide to give importance to has the power to affect you. Here's the key. Not all tasks or activities have the same value. Some commitments or goals seem urgent at the moment, but when you analyze them deeply, you realize they aren't aligned with your long-term goals. On the other hand, some things that seem less exciting or less urgent are actually crucial for your growth and for reaching what you truly desire. So how do you focus on what's important? First, you need to define with absolute clarity what is most important to you. Ask yourself, what are my long-term goals? What do I really want to achieve? Once you have that clear vision, everything you do should align with those goals. If an activity doesn't bring you closer to them, then it's just a distraction, and you need to learn to say no. Marcus Aurelius, the great philosopher emperor, put it masterfully. Be content each minute as a Roman, as a man, in doing the task at hand with perfect and simple dignity. This means that no matter how many things are demanding your attention, you must learn to focus on one thing at a time, ensuring that what you're doing truly matters. The problem arises when we try to do everything simultaneously or say yes to every opportunity that presents itself. It's easy to get caught up in a whirlwind of activities that, at the end of the day, don't leave you satisfied or bring you closer to your goals. This is where the power of clarity comes in. Defining your priorities allows you to focus your energy on what truly matters and gives you the freedom to say no to what doesn't. This focus on setting priorities isn't just about making lists or planning your day. It's a constant mental attitude. You should always be evaluating if what you're doing is bringing you closer to your goals or moving you further away. If you find yourself constantly busy with things that aren't important to you, it's time to reassess. One useful technique is to apply the concept of a priority filter. Imagine that each task that comes to you has to pass through a filter. Ask yourself, does this task bring me closer to my goals? If the answer is yes, then give it your full attention and energy. If the answer is no, eliminate it or save it for later. This type of focus allows you to avoid the mental and emotional burnout that comes from trying to do everything at once. And here's where this rule will help you focus on your goals without wasting time. When you have clarity about what truly matters, you don't get carried away by distractions, nor do you waste energy on things that don't add value. Instead, you stay centered, working on what will genuinely bring you closer to your dreams. Having clarity in your priorities also gives you inner peace. You no longer feel the constant pressure of always being busy or trying to do everything perfectly. You know that you're working on what truly matters, and that's what counts. Rule 5. Don't let emotions control you. One of the most powerful principles of Stoicism is emotional control. We live in a world where we're often told to follow our emotions, to act according to what we feel. However, the Stoics had a different view. It's not about suppressing your emotions, but neither is it about allowing them to control you. Emotions are natural. They're part of the human experience, but you must decide how to respond to them. Epictetus, one of the great Stoic teachers, said, "It is not things themselves that disturb us, but our interpretation of those things." This means that it's not the event itself that affects us, but how we perceive it and how we emotionally react to it. The same situation can cause anger, sadness, or frustration in one person, while in another, it might not cause any reaction at all. It all depends on how you interpret what's happening around you. Have you ever spent a lot of time upset over something you couldn't change? Maybe it was a comment on social media, an issue at work, or an argument with someone close. These intense emotions can consume hours or even days, draining energy that you could be using to advance toward your goals. This is where the Stoic rule becomes essential. If you learn not to let emotions control you, you'll be much more efficient and effective in everything you do. For the Stoics, the key lies in developing a state of mental serenity, what they called apatheia. This doesn't mean insensitivity or indifference, but a kind of inner calm where you don't get dragged down by emotional ups and downs. This doesn't mean that you won't feel anger, sadness, or frustration, but rather that you don't let those emotions dominate you or distract you from what truly matters. Imagine that you're working on an important project and suddenly you receive upsetting news or hear a critique that throws you off balance. If you let those emotions control you, you'll most likely become distracted, lose focus, and react impulsively. You might decide to stop working for the day or respond irrationally. As a result, not only do you lose time, but you also lose control of the situation. The Stoics teach us to take a breath and pause for a moment before reacting. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Remove your opinion, and there is removed the complaint. Remove the complaint, and the hurt is gone." This means that if you can change the way you interpret things, you can change your emotions towards them. Instead of reacting impulsively, you can observe the emotion, understand it, and then decide consciously how to respond. This rule greatly helps you stay focused on your goals because when you don't allow emotions to control you, you can remain calm and focused even in the most challenging moments. You don't waste your energy overreacting to things that ultimately don't have a real impact on your goals. Instead, you can move forward with serenity, staying focused on what's important. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't feel. Feeling is part of being human, and the Stoics never suggested that we become emotionless. What they teach is not to be dragged down by emotions. If something bothers you, acknowledge that irritation, but don't let it control you. If you feel frustration, use it as fuel to improve, not as an excuse to give up. At the end of the day, life is full of things we cannot control, and many of them trigger intense emotions. but what we can control is how we respond to these emotions. That is the true freedom Stoicism offers, the freedom to choose our reaction. Rule 6. Act with intention, not by impulse. One of Stoicism's most profound teachings is the importance of acting with intention instead of letting ourselves be carried away by momentary impulses. In our daily lives, it's easy to fall into the trap of impulsively reacting to situations that arise. Sometimes we act out of habit, or simply because we feel we should do something at that moment, without stopping to consider whether that action truly brings us closer to our goals or, on the contrary, distances us from them. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher emperor, said, "Whatever you think, say, or do should be useful to mankind, not only in its immediate purpose, but with special attention to details." This quote invites us to reflect before acting, to ensure that what we're doing has a real purpose and is not just an automatic reaction to what's happening around us. When we act impulsively, we often stray from our path. Take, for example, those moments when you receive a notification on your phone and, without thinking, pick it up to see what it's about. You open a social media app, see a few posts, and before you know it, 20 or 30 minutes have passed. This is a classic example of acting on impulse, and it may seem like a small thing, but when you do it several times a day, those moments add up and end up stealing valuable time you could be dedicating to something important. Stoicism teaches us to be mindful of our actions, to ask ourselves before doing something, "Is this really necessary? Does this action bring me closer to my goals, or does it distract me?" When you act with intention, you take control of your time and life. You stop being a victim of circumstances and become the creator of your own destiny. Epictetus reminds us, "First learn the meaning of what you say, and then speak." This is a way of saying that we should not act or speak without first reflecting. Instead of being driven by impulse, we should take a moment to consider whether our actions align with our values and goals. This pause can make all the difference between a life guided by intention and a life ruled by distractions and impulsive reactions. Imagine how your day would change if every action you took were guided by clear intention. From the smallest things, like checking your email or responding to a message, to the more significant decisions, like accepting a new job or starting an important project. If each step you take is aligned with your long-term goals, you will constantly be moving in the right direction without wasting time or energy on things that don't matter. When we act with intention, we also develop the ability to say no to what's not relevant. Often, we feel obligated to say yes to everything, whether due to social commitment, fear of missing out on opportunities, or simply out of impulse. But Stoicism teaches us that we should not fear saying no when something isn't aligned with our values or our goals. Acting with intention means having the strength to choose what is important and to let go of what is not, without feeling guilt or regret. This approach will help you focus on your goals without wasting time on irrelevant activities. When you take the time to reflect before acting, you minimize distractions and maximize your effectiveness. You're no longer driven by fleeting impulses, but direct your actions toward what truly matters. At the end of the day, acting with intention allows you to live more consciously. Each decision you make is an opportunity to move toward your goals. And when you focus on the essentials, there's no room for regret or feeling that you've wasted time. Rule 7. Learn to say no without guilt. One of the most important skills you can develop to focus on your goals and stop wasting time is learning to say no without feeling guilty. Often we end up exhausted, scattered, and frustrated, not because we lack clear goals, but because we say yes to too many things that are neither necessary nor important to us. This might include an invitation to a social event, a work project that isn't aligned with your priorities, or even small tasks that seem harmless but end up taking valuable time. Seneca put it brilliantly, "Life is not short, but we waste much of it." And a lot of that waste comes from our inability to say no to things that aren't essential. The Stoics understood that time is one of our most valuable resources, which is why it's crucial to protect it. But here's the issue. For many of us, saying no is uncomfortable. We feel like we're disappointing others, that we're being selfish or insensitive. However, the Stoics remind us that you can't serve your purposes if you're constantly putting the needs of others above your own, especially when those demands don't align with your goals. Marcus Aurelius, in his work Meditations, reflected on the importance of focusing on what's essential and avoiding distractions. If you're troubled by something external, it's not the thing itself that bothers you, but your judgment about it. And you can revoke that judgment at any time. What he's telling us here is that the discomfort we feel in saying no doesn't come from the situation itself, but from how we perceive it. We worry too much about what others might think or about social expectations when, in reality, we have every right to protect our time and energy. Saying no without guilt is not an act of selfishness, it's an act of self-preservation. Every time you say yes to something that isn't essential to you, you're saying no to your own goals and dreams. So, the next time you feel that internal pressure to agree to something you don't want or need to do, remember that your time is limited and precious. Great achievements come from the ability to focus on what matters, and to do that, you need to eliminate distractions. How can this rule help you avoid wasting time? Every time you say no to something that doesn't add value, you're saying yes to your own goals. It's not about rejecting people in a harsh or insensitive way, but about being clear and honest about your limits and priorities. As you practice this habit, you'll find yourself more in control of your life, more focused, and less drained by unnecessary commitments. Additionally, learning to say no also helps you build more authentic relationships. When you agree to something just to please others without really wanting to, you often end up feeling resentful or frustrated. But when you're honest about your priorities and boundaries, people who genuinely value you will understand and respect your decisions. Saying no doesn't have to be a closed door. It's a way to ensure you're available for the things that truly matter, both to you and to those around you. The next time someone asks you for something that isn't aligned with your goals, pause for a moment and reflect. Ask yourself, does this bring me closer to what I want to achieve or take me further away? If the answer is that it takes you further away, then have the courage to say no, knowing that by doing so you're protecting your time and energy for the things that truly matter. And here's where Stoic philosophy truly empowers you. It's not about being cold or insensitive. It's about living an intentional life where every decision aligns with your values and goals. As Epictetus would say, it's not he who has more who is rich, but he who needs less. And part of needing less is learning to say no to things that aren't essential. Rule 8. Remember that time is your most valuable resource. Of all the Stoic rules we've discussed, this final one is the most fundamental. Your time is your most precious asset. No matter how many resources you have, how many opportunities arise, or how many goals you want to achieve, the one thing you'll never get back is the time that passes. That's why the Stoics constantly insisted on valuing and protecting our time with the same seriousness with which we protect our most valuable possessions. Seneca wrote in his work on the shortness of life, "It's not that we have little time, but that we waste much of it. Life is long enough, and we have been given ample time to achieve the greatest tasks if all of it is well invested." This reflection is brutally honest. The problem isn't that we have too few years of life, but that we waste a large part of them on things that don't matter. And when we finally realize it, it may be too late to make the changes we wanted. This is where the importance of time awareness comes into play. If you want to focus on your goals and stop wasting time, you need to have a completely new relationship with it. Stop seeing time as something you have and start seeing it as something you use. Each day is an investment in yourself and in your goals. What are you investing that time in? One of Stoicism's keys is to become aware of how we're using our time, minute by minute. Are you dedicating it to things that truly matter, that bring you closer to what you want? Or are you letting it slip away in distractions and things that don't add value to your life? Every hour you spend on something that isn't essential is an hour you'll never get back. Marcus Aurelius reminded us, "Live as if you were to die tomorrow, but act as if you were to live forever." This phrase may seem paradoxical, but what it really means is that you should make the most of each day with a calm urgency. On one hand, you know that time is limited, that life is short, and for that reason, you shouldn't put off important things. On the other hand, you should act with a calm mind, without hurry or stress, knowing that each action counts and that small steps will take you far. How can this rule help you avoid wasting time? When you realize that your time is limited, you begin to be much more selective with your decisions. You no longer spend hours on things that don't matter. You say no more easily, as we mentioned in an earlier rule, because you understand that each yes means sacrificing something more valuable. You become more aware of distractions, of the excuses you make to yourself, and of the small time leaks that can add up by the end of the day. Additionally, when you remember how valuable your time is, you start to value yourself more. You don't allow others to waste it. If someone doesn't respect your time, if they make you wait unnecessarily, or pull you into situations that bring no benefit, you have the capacity to step away with a clear conscience because time isn't infinite and every second counts. Another important aspect is that by valuing your time, you also start to value the present. Many times we live thinking about what we'll do in the future or what has already happened, but we forget that the only real time is the present. What you do today, how you use this moment, is what defines your future. Time doesn't wait, which is why you need to act now. Epictetus summarized it brilliantly. Do not postpone for tomorrow what you can do today. Each day is a new opportunity to work on your goals, to make small advances, to live in alignment with your values. But if you keep putting off what's important, if you let distractions fill your time, you'll never reach where you want to be. So, the next time you feel that the day is slipping away, or that it hasn't been as productive as you wanted, ask yourself, am I valuing my time enough? Am I dedicating my hours to what truly matters? If the answer is no, don't punish yourself, but start making adjustments. Small changes in how you manage your time can have a huge impact in the long run. At the end of the day, this is the most valuable lesson Stoicism gives us. Life is short, but if you use your time wisely, it can be incredibly rich and meaningful. Don't let time slip through your fingers. Be intentional with it, and you'll see how, little by little, you get closer to your goals without feeling that you've wasted a single second. If you've made it this far, write in the comments, "I'm focused," so I'll know who the victorious ones are who made it to the end of the episode. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and turn on notifications for more content like this in the future. Finally, if you value my work, you can become an exclusive member of the podcast and enjoy the benefits. I'll leave the link in the episode description. A big hug, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.